This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
ProServe USA Studios are all shined up and ready to go for another edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Welcome to the program. Six past the hour. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell is here. Small G. Small G.
Yes, thank you. I don't want to get in trouble there, you know.
It's very quick to say it's a small G. I noticed
it's
that
not
Thomas...
just a grammar Nazi thing. It's the fact that I, you know, come on. We've all been taught, right?
Somebody pointed out to me that Thomas Beadle, Republican candidate for treasury in North Dakota after the last primary race, has a tweet out about the Republican Party platform on LGBTQ issues. Have you guys seen this? Found this at all?
Yeah.
It's not a story that the party platforms, as much as everybody who feels passionate about a particular issue wants it in the platform, they end up affecting very little. I mean, there's basically some utopian things you put in there. So they're not worth a lot of airtime is what I'm getting at. I don't begrudge anybody who cares about it paying attention to it, but it's just not a news story. But anyway, there were some things put out about in the platform that were done, and they don't vote on individual things. So they don't say yes or no on that one, okay, we'll include it. Yes or no on that one, okay, we'll include it. They just do all of them and then they do one vote. So somebody's pulled this out and says, they're trying to claim that the Republicans are anti-gay or mean or whatever, you know, all the usual stuff. I mean, what else is new? They're gonna try and tell you what's in our heart. Anyway, long way of saying it because I was saying small g with Todd. Tom Beadle was talking about God in his response, but he had a small g. So I hope that's a typo in that case, because that one should be a capital G.
Could be
g.
An autocorrect thing, I suppose, but, you know.
Is that a small g or a capital G on your...
There's a capital G on my arm.
Yeah. I don't think that's going anywhere either.
No, that's not. Yeah. It's for my dad and my son.
He's showing off his tattoo now.
George.
You get to miss it, Todd. You know what I'm saying? So, Todd, the radio god, is here. Small G, Kevin Flynn is here. We really need a moniker for Kevin. I don't know. I'm working on it, but you know, it'd just be easier for me to say Todd, the radio god, Kevin. What rhymes with Kevin?
I get Flynn to win a lot.
Flynn to win, yeah. Flynn to win, yeah. Okay, Flynn to win. There you go. Anyway, we are brought to you by PetroServe USA, and the studios are raring to go here today. With your calls, your questions, your comments, you can call right now. You call right now about anything on your mind. I've got a text here already. I've got to get to about masks in Minnesota. Yeah. The mask state. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Beautiful thing.
Well, I complied yesterday when I was on the jet ski. I had my mask on, so I felt pretty safe.
I'm headed to Bemidji.
On the jet ski you had?
By myself.
This weekend, yeah.
Feeling safe.
It didn't get wet or anything?
No. I don't. It's
a statement.
Yeah, it was. I just felt so safe.
Yeah, I love that.
Mask on the jet.
You could always wear a Trump 2020 mask, and then all of a sudden nobody would want to wear a mask anymore than at that point.
I felt it necessary to pull up to a pontoon full of people and shame them into, where's your mask? The governor says we have to put one on. Where is it?
We don't want to put COVID into the lake.
Get it out right now.
We're 3 minutes into the show. We've lost control.
I will report every one of you.
3 minutes, that's all it took today.
Lost
anyway,
control. Yeah. We don't want to poison the lake with COVID. You know.
You
better be wearing that mask.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it might drip out. And have it over your nose, because otherwise it'll drip over your nose and into the lake, and then everybody gets it.
There's a lot of frustration over this in Minnesota, and I have a very simple way for you to be relieved of all stress over it. Okay? Health reasons. Two words. Sir, we require a mask here? Health reasons, can't wear one. Okay, where's the cornflakes? Just right there. Health reasons, there's nothing they can say.
I think they can say, though, well, you can't come in here then.
No, they can't.
Can't they?
No.
I thought they could.
No, go read it.
Because the state says.
No. Health reasons.
Okay.
They can't force you to wear one. Cannot force you to wear one.
And they can't ask, you were saying.
No, they can't ask because then it's, right. You know, they're violating your privacy.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I don't, that's a level of, you know, I guess if it isn't truly health reasons of dishonesty, of whether you want to go there, I don't know. But, you know, if somebody, super smart somebody, Dr. So-and-so out there would say, Scott, here's the deal. See, when you wear that, like the governor in North Dakota yesterday had a illustration up of, they did this like photo illustration that showed how many particles come out without a mask and with a mask and everything.
Yep.
But what they don't tell you is that the particles you can see in that little illustration are not the particles like COVID. Those are like sneezing particles and spit or whatever, okay?
Right.
But a COVID particle is you know, microscopic. It is you can't see it with the human eyes. Tiny,
three
tiny,
microns.
Tiny, 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 tiny.
3 microns.
Okay? So there is, in fact, this Osterholm doctor at U of M, another one of the eggheads down there that's super smart about all this, he's taken on the CDC to say you should not be recommending that people wear these without a science base and a study to back it up, which you don't have. So here's the deal. Is it that big a deal? Whether you wear a mask or whether you're not, no. I mean, are there any real harm to it? No. Is it doing what? It's a feel-good thing. But I think the fear factor, the fact that people are running around in masks, is worse. I really do. I think that's, this whole thing's about fear. And I'm sorry. I'm looking forward to, you know, a question or two for the big guy after I leave this earth to say, so was this like a coincidence, this coronavirus thing? It just happened to come along in the election year in 2020 and all of, you know, just China, you know, bad.
Well, the impeachment thing didn't work and the various other attempts haven't worked. So this is, all right, fine. We'll just completely tank the whole country and scare the health out of everybody.
I have zero proof, no proof whatsoever of anything of that sort. But it's really hard for me to believe that it just is a coincidence. Greatest economy on the face of the earth, China in the tank, Wuhan flights canceled everywhere but the U.S. Then it spreads after they screw up, and it all just happens to come along on election year. Call me crazy. I'll ask the question someday. So I think all this fear stuff is by design. That's what I think. But I want you safe. I want you to be smart. I want you to do everything to protect your family, but I also want you to ask yourself this simple question. What else are they going to ask me to do? Where is this going? Where could it go? And what would the founding fathers say to me right now? What would the people that died and lost everything to design the Constitution and the genius of America, what would they say about it? At least ask yourself those questions. I'll go along, but here's some questions I'm asking myself. Anyway, a few of my thoughts. Now let's get to yours. From the PetroServe USA studios, where today, I can tell you, meatloaf dinner is on the menu. Meatloaf dinner. I'll say it one more time. Meatloaf dinner. If you're traveling I-29, I don't know if there's anything that would stop me from stopping in Harwood and checking that out at PetroServe USA. Pulled pork is on the menu. French dip sandwiches are on the menu. The Valley City PetroServe USA, exit 292, I-94. Back to 29, chicken marinara. Oh, my gosh. They don't stop. 12th Avenue North, Fargo location, chicken marinara. And West Main Avenue, West Fargo, hamburger hot dish. All the lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. All the PetroServe USA locations have home cooking, grab-and-go convenience like the 4-for-$4 deal, pizza, 2 cookies. Oh, they're like right out of grandma's oven, those cookies. 20-ounce fountain pop or drink for those items, $4 from PetroServe USA. Patrick and Bismarck, let's get to you first up and then get cranking on the calls today here at What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-258-0550. Go ahead, Patrick. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about the pipeline. They talk about shutting it down and all of that, but repay the somehow collect money that was spent 3 years ago to protect the land down there, and they left all this mess that North Dakota taxpayers have paid for. And I thought, why don't we just boycott specifically Standing Rock Prairie Nights or all casinos in North Dakota? We have the power to boycott them, shut them down. As long as they want to hold out their pipeline, we'll hold on, patronize the gambling at the casinos. And when they, because there's lots of places we can gamble. And it goes to charity instead of some wherever out-of-state contribution or whatever you want to call it. And I just think we have it on our side to just boycott them, don't support them. And I think things would probably change, you know.
Well, I think you have a point that certainly would get their attention. Whether they would change or not, I don't know. I know that the casino took a huge hit, obviously. During and after the protest, honestly, don't know where things are at now. This idea that you raise has come up before on the program, and you know, look, if you choose to do it, it's great. I personally think you end up hurting Native American families of the employees that are there, and I don't think that's necessarily productive, but let's talk more about it.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken, that's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch. Hi, Scott Hannon here. Are you frustrated with your financial advisor because you feel there's nobody there to take your call? Are they on summer hours? Is their entire office still closed because of COVID-19? Call the team at Collins & Kronk, where they keep normal business hours for your convenience, not theirs. At Collins & Kronk, located in Fargo, they're open and ready to meet with you. Call Collins & Kronk today, 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Kronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I've been thinking about you lately.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions today. North Dakota building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties right now in North Dakota have wind energy enhancing their schools, roads, emergency response teams. Landowners supporting harnessing wind. Why? They get a consistent income for 25 years. So together, everybody wins. a better tomorrow, good jobs, stronger communities, keeping electricity rates among the lowest in the country. A message from North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. We love energy generation in North Dakota. We are an energy exporting state. Oil and gas, coal, lignite, wind, ethanol, renewable. The farmer wins there. I tell you what, there are a lot of things to be excited about, but many of those things are also under attack, and these are challenging times. So we need to stay diligent in all of this. So Patrick in Bismarck called and said, you know what? I'm tired of this. Standing Rock Sioux Tribe shutting down North Dakota's economy by protesting first and now in court trying to stop the Dakota Access Pipeline. So let's just boycott Prairieites and boycott the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, but you're also saying other Indian casinos as well. And my only thing, Patrick, is that the people that get hurt most from that, it's not going to be Mike Faith. It's not going to be Mark Fox. The two individuals who, in my mind, are good people, who are smart. They're good leaders. I mean, you look at Mike Faith compared to Dave Archibald, there's no question about it. Unfortunately, Mike Faith has constituents who are militant. So the second he said, I'm going to help out MHA Nation here and argue against the pipeline shutdown, he's out of office. So this is the militant game they're in. So if we retaliate and say, fine, we're not going to casinos, they don't get hurt. The Native American people whose lives are improved because of the opportunity for jobs, just like, by the way, that happens to the oil and gas industry and the MHA Nation, are hurt. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I can agree with you about hurting the just the average Native Americans down there. But whatever happened, how did they live for the last 50 years, say? I'm just saying 50 years. They didn't have casinos. They didn't have these, and now all of a sudden we got casinos. Are they dependent on the casinos that much that we can't have people voice their opinions against some of these leaders, like you said? I mean, that's where all these voices come in question why they're holding off. We have nothing but time on our hand as far as waiting for this pipeline to shut down or not shut down. We just shut down the casino, and not only the casino, but the down by the boat dock and the sea store down there, shut it all down. How long is it going to take before they say enough is enough? We need to close the place up. Well, then we got them where we want them. If maybe it'll help, maybe it won't. But I think we should try something.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. I'll put up a poll question on our social media on this before the end of the hour, and also invite you to text me at 701-367-2054, and I'll select one winner. You know what I have today? I wanted to give this away anyway. I have a luggage tag, which normally are boring, but this one is really cool. It's a 61 luggage tag for Roger Maris.
Oh, very cool.
And it's like beefy. It's not one that's going to break. You know, it's a metal one. So just all you need to do is say yes or no on the casino boycott. Just yes or no, that's all I need. 701-367-2054. We'll see what people have to say. But say again, Patrick?
Four numbers?
701-367-2054.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Patrick. Appreciate the call. Clint in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. I was just going to comment before we throw all those casinos in one basket. Bismarck, North Dakota, there's a beautiful new drug treatment center that was put up by the three affiliated tribes. And somebody else might have mentioned this, but I don't think you'll find that they want to shut that pipeline down. So I'm not going to say that the Standing Rock doesn't deserve a little boycotting, but I wouldn't put our neighbors to the north in that same category by any means.
You know what built that? You know what? By the way, that treatment center was a beautiful idea. It was a beautiful idea because I always say, why aren't we talking about the problems that need solving? in Indian country, rather than, you know, stupid, games like Dave Archambault and his sister played, right? Talk about people actually getting help. And the Standing Rock, I'm sorry, the three affiliated tribes, MHA Nation, building that treatment center is a prime example of doing good. And they did good through oil and gas development up there that has improved lives, started businesses, everything else, which is why I'd love to see Mark Fox have some guts. And I know this is Indian politics. I know it's not easy. But if he had some guts and said, it is going to hurt us for you to stop this, what he did was thread the needle. I'm not going to tell them what to do, but I like the pipeline. I'm not for the pipeline shutdown, but I'm not going to tell them what to do. Well, a lot of people are going to be hurt if they get their way. So you got to stand up. You got to have the guts. You got to fight through this. So, but I take your point, Clint. There is some good being done, no doubt about it. Frank and Bismarck, want to talk about masks. What's on your mind? Frank, you're next one. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah. Hey, I listened to the governor in Minnesota yesterday, driving from Minnesota here back to Bismarck. And when I got here, I was talking to somebody wearing a mask, and they said I needed to wear one in certain times. And I said, well, I think they're kind of disgusting. You're sitting there breathing and rebreathing that air, and it's getting all moist in there. And probably that mask is picking up all kinds of bigger germs on your face. Now you're walking around with that thing on you. And then you got to take it off and put that icky thing back on again later on. And I said, I feel safer not wearing one than I do wearing one. So just wanted to say that.
Appreciate the call very much, Frank. Here is a call, a text I promised I would share with you from earlier. And by the way, I'm literally having to scroll back 200 texts here because you're texting overwhelmingly that, yes, absolutely, the casino and the folks running it should suffer the consequences of their decisions here. Texter says, Scott, West Central Minnesota, dittos to you. I am a retired Minnesota National Guard member, farmer, and currently on a barn re-roofing it. I'm in Minnesota, and I'm hearing all kinds of stuff about my house. Could you find a resource that we can cut through the clutter and truly get the true story about the mask situation? By that I mean, should we wear it? Should we not wear it? Who should wear it? All these different things are getting so many conflicting stories, information, and anecdotes. It's hard to cut through the clutter for those of us who are trying to do our best, but also just trying to live our lives and put food on the table. I would not wear a mask on a roof, re-roofing things. I think you got bigger fish to fry, I think, yeah, than wearing the mask up there in the good open air. So I would not.
No.
Wear a mask there. As far as, what to do, what not to do, you've got to decide that for yourself. If it's me in Minnesota, I'm going to say, I don't know, pick your fights. Do you want to go in there and say health reasons, I don't want to wear it? You can cite health reasons and not wear it. It's clear that they don't want to arrest people for this, but that it is a fine you could get. It would go away. It wouldn't be on your record, but it is a fine. So you got to decide these things for yourself. Do they work or not? Different question, and I'm looking for answers like that. I'm searching. I'm trying to find, yes, definitively, this will help you out, specific to the coronavirus. I don't think it exists, folks. I don't think the study's been done. More coming up.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawmakers in the U.S. House have voted to remove statues of Confederate leaders from the U.S. Capitol. The statues include the bust of former U.S. Chief Justice Roger Taney, who wrote the Supreme Court decision that people of African descent were not American citizens. President Trump comparing his work for black Americans to those who held the Oval Office before him, saying during a briefing yesterday and responding to Joe Biden's comments, calling him the first racist to be elected president.
I've done more for black Americans than anybody, with the possible exception of Abraham Lincoln. Nobody has even been close.
The president noting the passage of criminal justice reform and that the unemployment numbers for most minority groups were at a very good standing before the pandemic. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Peels off the Bud Light label, just might run the pool table. Roll your eyes if I call you an angel. Ain't you one of them girls? Ask you to dance, you say.
Back on What's on Your Mind.
My phone is melting. Todd is yours. Todd's at 701-226-8503. I meant to mention that earlier. If you want to text, we're trying to keep track of these numbers. We'll have to do it at the end of the show. But a lot of passion on this issue. I never thought of this, really. I mean, I know this came up after the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, but really haven't heard anything about it since. But obviously people are upset about what's going on, and I think it's something that the casinos should consider. Not necessarily that that's on them. The elected leaders should consider, the chairman of each of these tribes should consider. But we'll share the results and continue to talk about it as we go on the program. Brought to you today by MyPillow. My friend Michael Lindell just keeps cranking out great products. The latest is the beach blankets and the beach towels. And the mattress topper, great deal right now. 30% off the mattress topper. Plus, he throws in two standard pillows. Can't beat a deal like that. All the products that we talk about here are found at MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials. Yours truly. And a few other hosts talk about all the time, and you'll find the deals right there. Or just call them at 800-506-9028. But the beach blankets and beach towels, we demoed them this week. They're fantastic. They are great. I'm going to try them out on the beaches of Minnesota with my mask on this weekend. So can hardly...
Attaboy. Be safe.
Health reasons, my fellow will have to do. Yeah. All right. Our friend David Bossie, a great author, a great filmmaker, a great advisor to President Donald Trump, often at his side when those rallies happen, joins us on the Newsmaker line for an update on the campaign. David, welcome back. How are you, sir?
I am outstanding. How are you today?
Doing great. I want you to listen to this for 1 minute and give me your unvarnished comments on it. Here it is.
Sure.
Can you imagine standing up when you're a president saying it's not my responsibility? I take no responsibility. It's not. I mean, literally.
Those words didn't come out of our mouths while we were in office.
I don't understand his inability to get a sense of what people are going through. He just can't relate in any way.
Well, and one of the things that I have always known about you, Joe, it's the reason why I wanted you to be my vice president and the reason why you were so effective. It all starts with being able to relate. If you can sit down with a family and see your own family and them and the struggles that you've gone through or your parents went through or your kids are going through, if you can connect those struggles to somebody else's struggles, then you're going to work hard for them. And that's always what's motivated you to get into public service.
That, of course, is the new TV ad, campaign ad for Joe Biden with him and President Obama in masks having this little conversation. I wonder if they sat down with a family in Portland, what they'd think of 60 days of anarchy and anarchists in their community. It is unbelievable. When you heard that, when you saw that, what were your thoughts, David?
Well, that's a political tactic, that spot, they're trying to connect with your everyday mom and dad sitting around the kitchen table trying to say that Donald Trump is disconnected from reality and trying to play to the narrative that the mainstream media has dedicated themselves to for the last 4 years in their hatred of President Trump. And so I believe what you just said in your question to me is really what this election is going to come down to. It is, are you for law and order? And it doesn't matter where you live in this country. You could live in outside of Philadelphia. You could live in Charlotte. You could live in Midwest. You could live in the West Coast. It just doesn't matter. It resonates. Do you want Portland to be pillaged 50 days in a row, or do you want law and order? Do you want open borders, or do you want border security? Do you want ICE to be returning people to their countries of origin, or do you want human smuggling? Do you want drugs and cartels pouring into this country? This is a binary choice on election day. And what I mean by that is the conversation's over. You either want the future that Donald Trump offers, the future of freedom and prosperity and having an opportunity for you and your children and grandchildren to have that American dream, or it's one of anarchy. It's one of bowing to the mob. It is what Joe Biden stands for. It's what Barack Obama stood for. And it's going back to the Iran nuclear deal, going back to the Paris Climate Accords, going back to bad trade deals. That's what got America into the bad spot that we're in, and we cannot allow that. If we want freedom and prosperity in this country, not anarchy, this is a very clear election. And that's what Donald Trump, that's what the president needs to tell the American people every minute of every day between now and election day. On top of that, we need to get this virus, you know, under control. And we simply, in some states in this country, it is not under control. And we need, and that's what the president, that's one of the reasons that the president a couple of days ago started those daily briefings again, to educate the American people so that they understand how seriously he takes it, because I think that's a missed opportunity for the president. I think that's where he's headed.
This is what concerns me somewhat about the team around the president, because I know enough people that know him and know him well. You know, Steve Moore, Senator Kevin Cramer is very close to him. Other folks that have spent a lot of time around the president that talk about his empathy. Steve has this great line. He says, I've worked for hundreds of politicians, and 99.9% of them are complete and total jerks in private and very nice in public. All nicey-niceys. And Trump's the exact opposite. You know, he's just this nice guy. How do I, you know, and look, we've got a pandemic. We've got an economy to build back. We've got military to rebuild. We've got so many things to do. But talk about a guy who's compassionate. Talk about a guy who saw people in prison for the wrong reasons and said, "Let's have reform. Let's get them out and stuck his neck out." Look at the opportunity zones and what's happening there. I mean, he's doing things, and yet they're saying, "Well, he doesn't understand me. He doesn't feel my pain." It's not true. Yeah. He does. So how do you better tell the story of the real Donald Trump?
Well, I tell us, if I could, I've known the president for 10 years, over 10 years. I've known him the longest of any of his advisors, except for his family. And I got to know the president in 2009, 2010, because because one of my children, my son, was going through 4 brain surgeries, and he ended up having 2 open heart surgeries. He was in dire straits, and I, because of the incredible medical care at Children's Hospital in Washington, D.C., one of the best opportunities hospitals for pediatrics in the country, we held an event to raise money for Children's Hospital, and I got introduced to Donald Trump through a mutual friend to help me do that. Donald Trump didn't know me. Donald Trump didn't need to help me. But Donald Trump stood right by me for years, helping me raise money, donating his own money to Children's Hospital, not about politics, but about giving the next kid, not my son, but the next kid, an opportunity just like my son had. And so my son was a baby at the time, literally a child. But that same son, on Memorial Day this year, played golf with the President of the United States. And it is, and we talked about that through the 18 holes. I caddied for my son. I don't play golf. But I was there, and the President was reminiscing about those days 10 years ago. That's who your president is. That is, to go to your, exactly to your point, he is rough and tumble publicly to the bad guys, to the anarchists, to the leaders of China and Russia and other countries that are our enemies or that are not our allies. They may not be our enemies, but they are not our friends either. He talks tough to the people that need to be talked tough to, and he's willing to show them the knuckles when necessary. But he is a man, a family man, a man of compassion, and somebody who cares deeply about people he knows and doesn't know. So that all that conversation about Joe Biden and Barack Obama, they have to make it up. That's their problem. And Donald Trump lives it every day. And pre-corona, he was going to win in a walk. That's just a fact. I mean, he just was going to win re-election in a walk. And this has changed the dynamic, and we have a lot of work to do.
I have a hard time believing the coronavirus from China, whose economy was weakening and ours was strengthening, coming on an election year, just as pure coincidence. Do you think this is just happens?
Scott, it's just beyond my, knowledge. Look, I can speculate, but I don't have any idea of whether it was on purpose. But I do think that those things will come out. The president doesn't call it the Chinese virus, the Wuhan virus, for no reason. He knows where it came from, right? We know. The American people now know who is responsible, and we need to hold them accountable. I think that we need to be doing more to hold them accountable. And I think we need to be affecting their capital markets in Hong Kong and other places. I think we need to be, putting sanctions on leaders of the communist government and of in China and of the Chinese banks, because the Chinese banks own, parts of every single Chinese company that's on the Fortune 500, that is on the NASDAQ and on the S&P, and the Dow. They are run, the Chinese banks are government owned and operated. So we need to, the president has some more things in his quiver that he can do to impact China, and I think we need to do that. I think he needs to up the ante on that, because you just saw what they were doing a couple of days ago in burning documents in their, I think it was in Texas, one of their consulates, where they were getting caught doing something, and they literally were burning documents in barrels.
Yeah.
I mean, this is very dramatic stuff. That's something you see in a spy movie, not in real life.
Pass along the fact that the Fargo Dome, where 26, 27, 28,000 people could host be held for rallies, is ready for the rally. So if you get them out there, get them among the people. The folks are with them. We'd love to have them. We're very almost coronavirus free. And there's still a little bit of it here, but it's minuscule.
I was
minuscule.
With the president at Mount Rushmore, and that was an amazing experience for him. Great speech by him. But he's looking forward to coming back out to your area.
Yeah, it should be fun. South Dakota's a blast. I was there to. David, good to see you. Good to talk to you. Appreciate the time very much. We'll be have you back. Such a pleasure to catch up with these folks that are inside going to work for the president.
Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. Just told me a great story about when people call him, how they talk about the flag.
The flag is what they're listening to, and the flag is what they want to fly. You've got a great bond with our listeners, don't you?
Oh, sure, Scott. It's not just any flag. It's the flag you represent.
It's standing up for freedom.
That's what makes America great, is freedom of the individual.
Show that you stand up for the American dream by flying that flag. Call Jim 701-571-FLAG or online at ndflagpoleguy.com.
And thank you.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers hosting these upcoming equipment auctions. On July 25th, Piper's will offer an exceptional antique and collectible auction near Robinson, North Dakota, with too many items to mention, featuring Russell steam engines, tractors, farm equipment, hundreds of stationary engines, flintlock pistols, swords, and so much more. Also join Piper's for these upcoming live and online equipment auctions in Bowman, Animoose, and Steele, North Dakota, Dagmar and Baker, Montana, and Ada, Minnesota. For full inventory and details on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Piper's.com.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A lot going on today. Got the mask mandate in Minnesota that has caught your attention. The new Joe Biden ad now has him with the mask after mask after mask after mask. It says, you see the one where he's hanging off his ear? I love that one. Yeah. Really, what will they think of next?
It's all like putting your glasses on your forehead or on the top of your head or whatever. I mean, that way there it's just hanging there and you don't forget, I guess.
All right. Yeah. That's going on. We have the question over the casino, and somebody earlier called and said, we need to boycott. If they're going to shut down the Dakota Access Pipeline, we need to boycott. So, that question has been posed to you. We're going to do this actually online. Do we have that up? At whatsonyourmindradio.com. You need the question, don't you? The question is simply this for online. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe is asking that the Dakota Access Pipeline be shut down. Should that... I'm thinking of this as I go, if you can't tell. Not should that. Some have suggested a boycott of their casino should happen. In response, you agree with the boycott, yes or no? There you go. And you can text your answer to 701-367-2054. You can text your answer to Todd at 701-226-8503. All right. Stephen in Moorhead. So if you're in Moorhead, you know, you got one more day of mask-free freedom. But starting Saturday, look out, Stephen. What you going to do?
Well, I had an interesting situation at Menards in Moorhead. Can you guys hear me okay?
Sure do, yep.
Well, as I was telling your call screener, I am a quadriplegic, and I've got limited use of my hands and dexterity in my hands, and it's difficult for me to put on and off a mask without assistance. And per the Minnesota Department of Health mandate for masks, people with certain disabilities and people that are unable to remove the face covering without assistance are exempt. And the multitude of other challenges that, you know, related to my breathing, related to my temperature regulation, so on and so forth.
Sure, no, that makes perfect sense. It's health reasons, right?
Yeah. So I go in this morning to do some shopping, and I'm asked by the person at the front of the store why I don't have a mask on, that they require a mask, and I said, per the Minnesota mandate, I'm exempt due to my disability. I go in, manager tracks me down inside the store and says, I have to ask you to leave. And I said, again, I said, I'm exempt from the mandate due to my disability. It's quite obvious. I use a power wheelchair. I'm a quadriplegic. It's pretty obvious. And he says, this is private property and it is my job to keep my customers safe. You have to leave. So I left. So I guess my question, you know, ongoing here, you know, you mentioned earlier in your broadcast that, you know, people can respond by simply saying for health reasons, you know, and for an able-bodied person, you know, that could be questionable or whatnot, but most people...
They can't ask. They can't ask. And I heard that yesterday from the governor and the others. They said, I mean, they don't want fights over this. They don't.
Yeah.
Maybe I'd get a copy of the, you know, where it says for health reasons you don't have to wear it, but whoever you encountered at that store is a total jerk.
I read it to him.
Because I knew
this morning, I had a feeling there was going to be a confrontation. Because I haven't gone in there just because of it. I'm not going to wear one. So it's just difficult for me. I read it to him, and he said he didn't care. He said that it was private property, and it was his job to protect his customers, and I had to leave.
Here's what I'd tell you, Steve. That person has a boss. That person has an employer. That person has someone that signs their check. And you need to... you need to let them know what happened. Keep us posted. I hope it gets resolved because you shouldn't have been put through that. It's ridiculous. This is why it's stupid. This is America.
Yep.
Where's the freedom?
Bingo.
Yeah. I bet if Steve had a flag with him on the wheelchair, there'd be an issue. You know, I mean, my gosh, you might offend someone. You better leave. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. And if I know a better patriot anywhere than Jim, the flagpole guy, I don't know who it would be, because he allows all of us to show our better patriotic side by flying the flag. How's the summer going, Jim?
Scott, it's getting better for me. We're we're getting all the trucks and rigs are all finally, I think, in order here directly, and we've got Mr. Phillip is just a dynamic dynamo guy. He's working real hard, and he's bringing some consistency, and I'm able to do some of the other things required in business other than being the truck driving down the road all the time, and it's so nice. And
well, you're a well-oiled machine, and I want people to know we're starting to get to that point where you need to get on the calendar or you don't have a flag flying before the snow flies, right?
Yes, it's no better time right now if you show interest, you know, or if you called before and you need further assistance. I know, like last week, Scott, I had 28 phone calls 2 days in a row and 32 phone calls the following day. And
that, ladies and gentlemen, is the power of radio. Hang on, Jim. We got to talk some more after the break. Don't go away.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own Splash Super Pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Boot Camp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.